No, you're right, but it's hilarious.
If you wouldn't mind,
cut it out?
Leave all my part in and just edit everyone else.
Oh, you got it. I'll just take off the orange track.
I don't care.
Why cut it out?
No, I'm kidding. I don't care if you get it.
Creating drama is the best part of doing this.
That's true.
Right? That's what the story's all about.
Let's start it because Ricky's going to.
Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
There's you and that Jay Singalern.
No, he calls him J-Lou.
He calls me Goober.
Oh, yeah, Goober, too. Yeah, Goober. That was a good one.
Classic.
Well, that's perfect.
I'm going to call you Goober. Okay. I don't even know if he knows my full name.
Well, thank you for coming on the Comedy Store podcast so that we can call you
fucking Goober
to your face.
I wanted to come on here.
Coal miner comedy.
Yeah. Coal miner comedy. That's what we'll call this.
Well, yeah.
Dude, I'm so disappointed in your state, by the way, not electing that great political option.
Oh, did they bail on him? I don't pay attention.
He lost badly, but
good.
You know, just
he's a maniac.
He was fantastic.
He still got like 20% of the votes. Or yeah. Something.
China persons is so amazing.
People.
China people is great because it's still a racial slur, but he doesn't offend with the gender.
Right.
So he made sure to not go China man, China person.
I was more offended by the fact that he didn't blink during the whole fucking video.
Same.
The fact that he talked, that he just stared right into it like some kind of zombie. And I was like, well, this guy's got nothing
it's
behind
kinda
him.
How you tell jokes. I didn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a West Virginia trait.
That's how I do it. That's why I'm better on podcasts, because you can't see me.
Jason Lucas, man. We always called you, we called you J-Lo, and then he J-Lo. Called you
Goober.
Goober.
Yeah, from Andy Griffith.
What other, I know where it's from. What,
I don't know. I don't even know what
some
that
of,
is.
Some of the younger people don't, but Eleanor's, you know, in her 70s
But a Goober, everybody still says it.
Yeah.
Like, people still even say if that. They don't
Right,
watch.
That's where they get it from.
Goober. That was the original Goober?
Yeah.
Was that guy?
With the hat.
I mean, I've never seen it.
You've never seen Andy Griffith's show?
You've never seen Andy.
I was born in 1981.
Don Knotts was on Andy Griffith's show.
I know.
Don Knotts used to fuck my grandma.
Don Knotts did?
Yeah.
Okay.
He fucked my grandma in high school.
That's good we have a disclaimer. Okay.
Well, I hope Don it was when Knotts. You were in high school.
Yeah, she's got pictures of them together and stuff.
Wow.
People always used to tell me that I have the same Adam's apple.
Don Knotts.
I thought you were going to say his grandma. Well, I was like, that's fucking
You better
great.
Hope you have the same cock as Don Knotts, because he was hung like a fucking horse.
I hope so.
Grandma showed you photos?
Did your grandma
I just heard all about it.
Wait a minute.
Like my grandma never told me that, but everybody knew.
Can you
it was like a Milton Berle thing, you know what I mean? It's like those old saggy guys. I mean, their balls were to their knees, but so were their cocks. Like, at least halfway there.
Finally. The truth comes out on this podcast.
Do you think that's because they used to pull babies out by the penis or something?
I don't know. It's possible.
I think because they just fuck chicks like cavemen, so they got enough fucking practice that you know they didn't have to keep it in there all the time.
Okay,
smart.
So they got that muscle working out.
Back then you could just
do
lay
it.
Pipe.
That was
where it started with Don Knotts. He's like, I'm laying pipe.
Right.
No, I love your confidence.
I met him right when I got out here. He was doing a book signing.
Don Knotts.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I told him who I was, and he fucking totally knew. Totally. He looked at me like, oh my god,
you might be my grandson.
Yeah, of course. He did.
That was my Don Knotts impression. Yeah.
It was pretty
really
good.
Bad.
How was it?
That was really good, actually.
Can I hear it again?
Because
I have no memory of Don Knotts.
Yeah.
Well,
I know
of
who
Mr.
he is.
Mr.
Furley?
Think of the other one. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I was so busy watching Three's Company.
Furley? That's the word. Three's Company.
Three's Company.
I never watched that
you
show.
You never watched that?
Dude, what year did that show end?
I don't know. 85? 83?
I have no
There's
idea.
No way it was still on in 85.
I don't know.
I do know that it was...
I watched reruns. Reruns. I never watched it. Yeah.
And one time
They're
I...
still on.
I like cleaned my friend's apartment and I watched like... they had like a marathon of Three's Company. But I used to love... what's his name?
John Ritter.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, John Ritter was
Jack Tripper, I was going to say.
Yeah.
That is his character's name,
I think.
It was the physical comedy
fall,
king.
Oh, he was...
Physical comedy king before
he
Michael Richards.
He had a big schlong, too.
Yeah.
I know him best from being painted on the side of Hollywood High.
Okay.
That's
he
a
is?
Big claim to fame, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, really?
And he was phenomenal as the gay guy in Sling Blade.
He was?
Yep.
I don't even remember. I remember that whole movie. I remember him and
Dwight Yoakam. He was the mom's gay friend.
Or Dwight Yoakam and... you're right. He was.
Yeah, and he just fucking crushed it.
Didn't he get nominated for something?
Sling Blade?
Yeah, I loved it.
It was pretty great.
Everybody does a Sling Blade impression.
Hold on a second. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I told my mom how great it is.
Yeah.
I watched this movie. She watched it with my Aunt Joy. They every day they bring up how awful that movie was that I made them
watch.
Well,
yeah, why would you have old women watch that movie?
Yeah, it's not for old women. It's for people that like to make fun of retarded people.
That's right.
It's the best.
Reagan, it's the best movie.
So this was seduced by Dom Barris? What do you mean?
He would have been a ding-donger.
He would have been an amazing ding-donger. He would have been the great.
Give me some of them French fried potatoes.
Chop Don up with a machete. It would have been brilliant.
Oh, he would have killed.
Bringing up Robert William Aprivias.
I'm sorry, guys. We got to take a break for a second because we got some ad. We got an ad to do here.
Now a word from our sponsor.
That's perfect. Tommy, you have beautiful hair.
Well, that's because, you know, I'm like the 33% of men who keep their hair.
Right. You keep it, but you also, you know, you take care of it. You groom it, right?
It's not naturally luscious. I have to take supplements.
Oh, in all seriousness, guys, it is true. I mean, look, this is a fact. This happens. This happens to men. They go bald. What are you going to do? Wear the baseball cap, right? We talked about this. Wear a dirty baseball cap to cover your bald spot? Really?
Oh,
come on.
Wow.
Tommy.
It's not the rockin' way.
You wouldn't do that, would you? No, it's not the rockin' way.
You do what you got to do to keep your hair. Okay?
Absolutely.
Mitzi told me that.
Oh, did she?
She said, Cookie, keep your hair any way you have to, okay?
And you did. Thank goodness. That's great, Tommy. I'm proud of you. But a lot of men don't keep their hair. And what they do is they just ignore it. And then they keep ignoring it, hiding it. And then all of a sudden, it's all gone. And why not nip it in the bud?
Yeah.
For Hims.com, if you go to their website, you'll see. You don't have to sit in a doctor's office and, you know, be embarrassed in front of everyone.
Hide your shame.
Hide your shame, right. It's not the walk of shame anymore. Now you can go to a website and these people will help you out. They have terrific generic brands. You don't have to go into some back alley and get some creepy shot somewhere. You know what I mean?
So you can go to forhims.com or you can never get laid again.
There you go. I like that. I would still sleep with you, but I would prefer it if you went to forhims.com. I got to be honest, because it's a men's wellness site. You can go there. They have hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, whatever you can think of, guys.
Full head of hair and a boner. Nothing wrong with that.
There you go, right? Why walk around like being ashamed of something when you don't have to? Order now. Our listeners, the Comedy Store listeners, get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. So why not go to forhims.com/TCS?
That's Comedy Store.
That's right. That's forhims.com/TCS. What's that stand for?
The Comedy Store. Don't be one of these losers walking around bald with a noodler.
Sorry. But for real, go to forhims.com. Oh, my God. Forhims.com. Why can't I talk? Forhims.com. Now it's like my tongue needs to be erect, right? Now you got something for that?
Wow.
We'll see. We'll figure it out.
It's not just that.
Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. See that?
Yeah.
I can't read. I'm a mess. My tongue is lazy. Go to forhims.com/TCS, guys. I'm serious. They have all you need. forhims.com/TCS.
The Comedy Store.
See?
Everybody. How great was Aprivia walking around Mitzi's memorial holding his ears?
So great.
Dude, he cut
so
his
good.
Hair for that. Did you see that? He totally didn't smell like asshole.
Slicked it back, and that is not true.
And how long has he...
You smelled him?
Yes.
How long has he had that new suit? Because this is different than the old suit.
I think he just
suit.
Washed it.
No, that's...
It's got to be new.
That's a newer, but it's still like three or four years.
Yes, yeah, I haven't seen him in forever.
It's more of a mentory green, right?
It is, yes.
It's like a more of a leprechaun-y green than the one he had before. Was like a dirty hunter green.
Yes. And this, he went to say.
And he has matching pants now, too.
Yeah, I wonder why he still went with the green. Why didn't he switch it up?
He's got to look.
Bright red.
He's a marijuana advocate.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
potluck. Yeah. Potluck.
That's what smoking a lot of weed does to you.
Yep. He went to say something to me in the hallway, Eleanor, and he went like that, like, and he breathed, and I caught Ooh. Wind, and I was like, oh, no.
Bottle that up.
Dying.
Bottle that up. Sweeter than Yoo-hoo.
Like, mother.
I can't believe a guy like that's still alive. Like, what does he do?
Yeah.
It's fucking like, sucking off of.
I can't believe.
What? Hemp. Keeps him alive.
The teat of America, man.
Is he just living off the government?
Fucking Obama.
Yeah.
Just allows that to live.
What's Trump going to do? Trump's going to take all that away, right? And then he's just going to end up. Like,
are you a big Trump guy?
Me?
Yeah, I don't know. No. West Virginia.
Love that guy.
Mountain Highway.
No.
Coal miners. We're bringing coal back.
Yeah. Coal's coming back for forever.
That was my favorite promise. Just like, wait, why would we do that?
Would you be excited if coal came back?
No. I'd be excited if West Virginia got like wind power and solar power and shit and got their jobs going.
It's good. But
traitor. Traitor.
2020. West Virginia Senate.
Gave up slavery. I mean, they're not going to do any of that.
That's funny because, you know, Hillary made Robert Byrd famous again because everybody's like, oh, here's a picture of Hillary hugging a KKK member. And everybody brings that up every time I talk about racism. Well, here's a Democrat fucking using the KKK.
Just like every conservative fucking dingbat always hits with, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican.
Yeah.
They stood for the same principles then that they stand for today. Big pharma.
Big
Yeah. Exactly. Abraham Lincoln loved the lobbyists in Congress.
Everyone knows the NRA and Lincoln are hand in hand.
Hello. We all know.
We need more citizens with guns, especially in theaters.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine what Congress was like back then. It's like you could pay somebody off with anything back then. Nowadays, it's like
there's no paper trail.
There's no paper trail or anything. Nowadays, it's like you can't – it's tax evasion. You catch everybody for tax evasion for everything. That's what's going on now.
Do you think Trump is going to burst this bubble of all the bullshit that's going on or no?
Dude, I'm surprised.
He's going to cause
– He's creating a whole new reality.
Yeah.
Okay.
People don't even know what's happening anymore. Anything that's reported now, it's great. It's like no one even thinks reality happens. Like here's the scientific breakthrough. Here's the scientific data that all these scientists come up with. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. Fuck scientists.
Yeah.
Scientists don't know what they're talking about. They're just getting paid off. It's the oil companies that are telling the truth.
Yeah. And then
the oil and gas companies are the ones that are really the fucking honest people here.
That's amazing.
He got rid
of the guys working for profit, not the guys working for non-profit that are telling the truth.
He got rid of the person who's in charge of all the cybersecurity stuff today.
Yeah.
Basically just be like, I'm tired of them catching us for everything we're doing illegally. Yeah. So we're just getting rid of this position. No more. No more security of the internet. Let the Russians have it.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's what's going to kill us, man. The net neutrality thing. I'm really worried about that. Anything that has anything free, I'm just fucking for free anything. Like, you know, say whatever
free
you want,
anything.
Do whatever you want. Not free like as far as money, but like, you know, I don't like anybody.
No restrictions.
Restrictions, right? If you can if they can control the bandwidth of what sites, it's like they can control what you're saying and what you're putting out there.
You know, would you like to be controlled? I think we should control what you say and don't say. I mean, you specifically, Jason Lucas.
That's
because I've said
idea.
Some terrible things to you in the past.
Hey, oh, you have.
But,
you
know, you
get me with a good one. Am I allowed to say those ones?
Which
or no?
ones?
At Richie's wedding?
My wife doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh, well, she was right there anyway.
Oh, so she heard it live.
Oh, we're sitting right
I
there.
Remember what I said,
you remember Richie's wedding?
We should talk about Richie's wedding more on this
married.
Podcast because I wasn't
that
invited.
Was...
I didn't know everyone
you
then.
You weren't there?
No, I was pretty new
That's
to the comedy store still, so I was working the parking lot that night, so I got to see the aftermath as everyone showed up at the comedy store.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I got to witness the Ren is Easy and Huck.
Huck
kicked him?
And,
fucking knocked him down? Like
And Huck and Steve walking around telling everyone that Huck was beating his wife.
Beating his wife because they got an argument in the parking lot, but he did physically pull her like and scream at her, and she came back. Catatonic. She didn't say it worked.
He's from Thailand. That's okay.
I'm aware
there.
Of it.
Yeah.
Holt
told
me
all about
it.
There's no Me Too. There's no Me Too in Thailand.
I know.
No. Well, there is, but it means something different completely.
Me Too. Different. It's number 28 on the menu.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it was.
Right next to the cat.
I remember we were outside. It was sunny. So sunny. Richie's wedding. Where was it? Malibu or some shit?
It was like Rolling Hills.
Something like that.
Where's Rolling Hills?
It's down by Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
Oh, was that far? Wait,
I think it was actually like a Trump golf course.
Oh, is that down Palos Verdes?
Yeah, Palos Verdes. That's right.
Yeah.
It was
Palos
beautiful.
Verdes is where it was.
Yeah, I do remember the people saying
it's right
it
by
now.
Trump's golf course.
Yep.
And Richie and Val walked into the Rocky theme.
Yeah, that's right.
After
classy.
They got married.
Classy.
Was both of them are just Richie. I
both?
Assumed
perfect.
It was. Oh,
they
perfect.
Both, but
good.
Unbelievable.
It was amazing.
The worst movie ever made.
Hey, whoa.
Listen, we've talked about this before.
What's the matter?
It's
with
a
you?
Movie about a retarded guy.
No, that's Sling Blade.
No. Sling Blade glorifies
are you saying
retarded
Rocky
people.
Was retarded?
How dare he?
That's so terrible.
He represents about 62% of this country.
I'm a boxer. Duh.
No, he wrote
the worst.
A movie.
Hey,
worst.
We
movie.
We have somebody from Philly here. He's a superhero to her.
Yeah, I know. And you guys have a statue
he's got
of a fictitious
real
character.
There.
I love him.
But the point is still, all of those movies are awful. And the only thing that we ever
they
got from the
not.
Rocky movies is obviously.
Love.
Dolph
yeah.
Lundgren.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. When you go back and look at the Rocky movies, there was kind of something about how bad they
you're
were. They were good,
me that
right?
One and two weren't phenomenal.
Terrible.
Yeah. No. You're
I like
this conversation.
Rick hates everything. I kind of liked
them.
We're
all wearing blue, by the way. We have to take a picture.
I like that we go back.
I look
yeah.
good.
Anyway.
This is my best shirt.
And we all called
did this
other.
For you.
I'm proud of you.
Just for you,
I'm surprised you didn't
just
put the toupee
you.
On like Bertie did for
wait,
us.
I'm whispering my sexy voice to you.
Did you go on a date with Jason like Ari? And
yeah.
Okay.
She
I
says
did.
It wasn't a date.
When the fuck?
She invited me
this
to lunch.
This was during okay. the Mixie podcast, correct? Because we went to Kukuru. We talked about this. Okay.
So you remember it.
No, yeah, I remember it because
it was a big day in your life,
though.
It was a big day in your life.
Do you know what I do remember?
Were you single then, Jason, or
was
this
was
a side
then.
Chick?
Yeah.
You weren't with your wife?
I think my wife was.
You weren't dating.
She was back in North Carolina at the time.
What was she doing
there? She moved here. Well, I moved here for a while without her, and then she moved back out, and then we got married in 2004.
What were you doing in North Carolina?
I went to college in North Carolina.
Oh,
that's where I got
right.
my
Wolfpack, bro.
Yeah, that's right. Wolfpack, NC State Wolfpack.
I just played there. It's frightening.
In Raleigh? It's Charlie Goodnight's. It's where the legend began right here.
No, not... Oh, boy.
It's where it all started.
That was it.
It's where the yeah. legend began.
I wasn't always Jason Lucas, the guy that gets 1 o'clock spots once a month at Comedy Store guy.
Damn.
You know, you
I started
you're
that guy, somewhere, you know.
You're that guy at Johnny Goodnight's? every third Thursday
Johnny
of the month.
That's right.
4:40 in the morning. Jason Lucas is at... Randy Goodnight.
That was my original dream. It was a funny time
is
when I first
near
did comedy.
Greenville or Charlotte?
It was in Raleigh.
I don't know where.
Raleigh.
What is it near?
Raleigh's
Charlotte?
The capital.
I know it's.
It's like an
jackass.
Hour and a half away from Charlotte, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's like north of it, south of it?
Northwest. Northeast
okay.
of Charlotte.
What about Greenville? Is that near there?
Yeah.
Because that's real.
Greenville's yeah, a little westerner than that. That's where East Carolina is.
We played.
It's a party school. Oh, my God. If I tell you the things I did to people in Greensboro.
Oh.
Go, if you want, you can tell us.
Yeah, we have a disclaimer.
I don't know. There's a lot of frat parties I went to in Greenville.
Really?
A lot of sorority.
Were you slaying puss?
Frat parties I went to ended up in sorority houses.
I think I know what you're
tremendous.
Saying.
Are you saying you got charges coming up against
you? I'm telling you, I used to be pretty hot is what I'm telling you.
I believe
you had the hair flowing at one point.
You.
I'm telling you,
Jason,
you're a good-looking guy. Nobody's saying
you don't
not.
Have to lie to him.
All right, maybe
come
I
on.
Did.
Come on, they can't see me. Just say it.
He's in the same boat I am. He's good-looking, mid-1800s.
Yeah,
modern day, yeah. Just not
maybe more mid-1600s. Back when like the fat girls with the apples that were hot back then. When
Rick's
they were
hair
that.
Is
that's when
just
I was hot.
Flowing these days.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
I left it just for this podcast because I wanted Jason to see the glory that is full head of hair.
I mean, it's funny because normally, like when you become a parent, you start looking more like a grown up. Whereas Rick just kind of went from looking like a grown up to looking.
I think what happened was
like a kid.
I had a quasi career, and then my kid was born, and I basically threw away any chance of ever having a career, and so I just gave up completely.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He's like, oh, this is what I'm gonna be cleaning baby feet and
that's
wiping baby ass instead of pursuing something I dreamed about my whole life. Perfect.
I got three kids now. I don't even fucking... I barely come here anymore.
Do you change diapers and stuff?
I changed a lot of diapers. I changed a lot of diapers.
Okay, some men don't.
My wife would not fucking tell you that.
Rick, I could be prouder of him while he's so good.
It's the worst.
Well, I was always, you know...
I need a husband to help me.
See? If you'd have stayed with me, if you'd have stayed with me working...
So you're saying you would have married Rick?
Be making big money by now.
We'd
be pals.
Did you guys work together at the editing thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of days that I'm like, fuck, I definitely shouldn't have gotten laid off from that job.
Yeah, because with his brain, he'd be making a few hundred grand a year cutting stuff now.
Easily. So you were learning editing, Rick? I'm very proud.
Fuck, no, they didn't let me do any of that shit.
He started out as a runner and he didn't like that
It's kind of the shitty job you were going to get my niece.
Right.
But she would have done it.
But that's where you start in L.A.
Yeah.
It's fucking L.A. I got fucking kids with $400,000 worth of education. Get me coffee. That's how it works.
I lasted...
USC
just
grads.
That they're getting coffee for Lucas.
I lasted a year and a half of just no advancement whatsoever. The only thing that they did...
A year and a half is good, Rick.
I know. And then they were like, we got great news. We're going to have you load these dailies. And I'm like... That doesn't sound like great news. And then they switched my shift to the late shift. I worked from noon to 9 or something.
But you got a credit in the Pathfinder movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And one of the worst movies of all time. But totally.
Is it on your IMDb?
At one point, it was the only thing on my IMDb.
Yeah.
It said Pathfinder.
See what I mean?
And it just said editorial. There was no specific title.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then... I had time off to go to La Jolla, so I, you know, it's a real job, so you had to ask, like, you know, in advance, whatever, and
like
I had time off.
For it.
And then that guy, Michael, who's like the president, I think, or something, he was like, hey, we need you to come in on Saturday for these clients, and I was like, oh, I'm out of town, and then he gave me some speech about how he wanted to be a dancer.
And that's amazing.
And he gave it up because
he gave me that speech too.
He said, you know, we all had dreams. I wanted to be a dancer, but I gave it up because I realized I had to live in the real world. And I was like, fuck,
he gave
this
me that
guy.
Speech. I was a runner for like 3 years because I had a pilot I thought was going to get off the ground.
So he ruined your life too?
Sounds like he made his
I'm
life great.
I'm kind of glad now that I look back on it with three kids. You know, I wouldn't be.
He's doing way better than we are over
really
at the Ingram household.
Struggling comic. Right?
Or the Kerrigan household. I can't even have dependents. I'm so bad.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you should.
Have kids?
You should.
Are you crazy?
You're such a mom. You'd be such a great mom.
Yeah, I'm great with my nieces and nephews, especially when I can leave.
She's great. With your own kids. She's great with my kid, too.
Oh, she's so cute.
See?
I love kids.
You're just
I'll play
a born
with
mom.
Kids all day long. But
see?
No,
it'd be great to have one
day.
You could hit and do whatever you wanted to with.
Oh, Jesus, it's the best. Lucas.
Everybody
that's
else
West Virginia parenting for you right there.
That's East Coast parenting.
Go pick your own
the
switch.
Shit out of them.
What? It's got to be thicker than your thumb.
It's tough when you're babysitting. Some kid's going crazy. You're like, oh my God, I got to fucking be nice to this kid because it's not mine.
But if you're babysitting,
it's your kid,
it's easier to bribe because you don't have to do the disciplining all the time. I can be the wacky aunt that comes into town, or sometimes they call me Uncle Eleanor. It depends on what we're playing. But
you have that day.
Except for the last time I played basketball with my nephew Brandon, he told me I stink. He's like, you're one of those. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, one of those people that aren't good at basketball. I'm like,
Okay. You should have wrestled him.
He's a tough kid. Yeah. I mean, he's tough to impress.
How many nieces and nephews you have? You have
just
like 10 brothers and sisters, right?
Only 10. We're 10? Slow on the out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What happened to that big Irish family?
We learned from some other people's mistakes.
Yeah.
the next generation people, didn't
like
play the same game.
My mom doesn't even like, for when I first got engaged, my first ex-fiance, she was like, oh, you'll get, you know, have babies and blah, blah. And I won it. But then when I was engaged to Andrew, she's like, oh, maybe you'll wait.
Don't have Jew babies.
Everybody knows that, Lucas.
Jeez, you have to say it like that,
knows
bro.
Knows what?
But when you say,
your mom
don't have Jew
your
babies
your grandma
with that
doesn't
West
want
Virginia
yeah,
accent.
I have a Jew
about?
Baby,
it sounds
so
like,
it sounds really racist.
His wife is Israeli, Israeli Jew.
So...
No, but I was like being like, you know, your parents probably don't want that. I'm not saying I'm racist.
But
I'm saying
sounded like
you're racist.
It's anti-Semitic.
Or anti-Semitic.
One.
Yeah.
And two.
Well, what if it's a black Jew?
Black Jew. Nazi. That's Judy Gold. Judy Gold used to do that.
One of the worst.
She said, What?
Judy Gold.
Okay. You're going to shit on Rocky.
She was the best.
I'm going to let you have it. Yeah. Judy Gold is one of the funniest women.
No, yeah, I mean, she's funny, like, in a not funny at all kind of way.
I don't know.
But, like, if you...
Blasphemy.
If you were looking for, like, you know, something that... Some shtick that would work really great in, like, 83 and hasn't been funny since, she's the one to go to.
When was the last time you saw Judy perform? I saw her last year.
I mean, I can't even imagine how terrible that must have been.
She was good on Dying Up Here, too.
She was really good, actually.
She was good as the comic that was no longer relevant and was really terrible. And that's why she was good. She was like, oh, I believe this character. You don't deserve to perform here anymore.
You know what's
Head to Vegas,
funny?
Trash.
That's exactly who she was.
She literally
she
said
was
that.
Like
she
herself.
Goes, she said to right? me, she goes, it was the hardest scene I ever had to do because... I feel like people want to say that to me.
Yeah.
She was serious.
We do.
No, I don't, Judy. I think you're phenomenal.
She's
and
not listening.
And if she comes in town, she is definitely doing this podcast.
I can't wait.
Sit here and
you and Earl are going to love every second of it.
No, we're not
have Jason,
tagging
I'm going to have Jason sit in for me.
I would love to sit in.
And you guys could just tell Judy Gold how fucking legendary she is.
God. I think lesbo comics are the best. They're hilarious.
Thank you. I agree. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not a lesbian. God, I always forget.
Well, but you act like one. It's close enough.
What does
enough.
That mean? Because I'm a tomboy? Well, like, you know, I'm butch?
Yeah,
I'm
you're
penis.
You're kind of butchy.
I am butchy.
You're not
is
scared.
Is that what you're into,
I'm taking it as a
girl?
Compliment. Take it as a compliment.
I am.
You command the stage. You're not out there like,
I took it as a
compliment. You laugh at me.
He clearly degrades women.
Sexist.
So
you're just so sexist. They laugh at me. You know, you're like, fuck you. You're going to laugh? I'm going to come over there and fucking put my foot in your ass. And then they fucking laugh. And you're like, yeah, that's how you got to do it. You got to command the fucking stage.
J-Lu's impression of Eleanor reminded me of 1980 comics impression of black guys.
I'm surprised he's not
on SNL. I was like Barry Diamond, like, hey, food is here, Eleanor.
It's quite amazing. It was, you know, I was just trying to think of the toughest thing I could think of.
Yeah, you square-ass bobcat. This here, Eleanor.
Some of my tough Philly girl got into my fucking Jimmy Walker impression.
I love it. It's all merging together.
So good to see Jimmy Walker at the Mitch's Moral Service. I mean, still awful.
Yeah, still awful. Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm not
so
getting...
funny. I wonder, there's a guy, I've never seen a guy fall from grace. I mean, that guy was the biggest
star
of the 70s.
I think he was so smart to do stand-up because he got lucky on that show and then...
Was he not a stand-up before?
Yeah, but he used it. He started as a stand-up and then got cast in that show.
Right.
Like, they saw him.
So he used his fame from that to...
To even go further, but he never really became like... A phenomenal comedian. Nobody ever was like, oh, I got to quote Jimmy Walker.
Yeah.
But he made a phenomenal living.
Yeah.
Because that show was so big. He would just do that. Like, people say he's the best host because he'll give you an intro that's at least 10 minutes long. So in between acts, he's not doing bits. He's talking you up. It's
right.
Like the craziest thing. They're like, do you have material you want to do? He's like, no. I'll just bring you up. And just tell stories about whomever he's bringing up. I'm like, that's ridiculous. But
when you got a name like that, you can just go up there and fucking talk about the weather and people come see you.
And corporate.
Just so they get a picture afterwards.
Corporate people hire him all the time. He makes a fortune. It's
when
amazing.
When I came to the Comedy Store to check out L.A. in 2001. Yeah, I think that. 2000 or 2001. I came over Christmas break in college and Freeze Love snuck me into the Comedy Store. And the two big names performing in the main room that night were Charles Fleischer and Jimmy Walker.
I've never seen Jimmy Walker do stand-up.
I just remember being like, Jimmy Walker still performs? And Freeze was like, yeah, Jimmy's cool. I'm like, okay. And then I saw Charles Fleischer's name, and I'm like, that sounds so familiar. And then when we went up to the Belly Room and hung out for a while, and we came back down, Charles Fleischer was on stage doing that fucking deplorable thing that he calls comedy. And
I missed him on Sunday.
And I was like, oh,
was
shit.
He here?
I don't know.
I don't think he was.
I don't think he was. He was too busy coming up with words that rhyme with different names in case they're in the audience. Larry, Scary, Barry.
I think he already has an inventory of everything to say to make it seem like he's improvising.
Yeah. How would he have done Mitzi? Mitzi.
Mitzi got that Blitzy. Blitzy, that's not a word.
And now she's Deadzy. What? That's terrible. God, that's terrible.
That's actually the best you've ever done. But I had actually seen Fleischer headline in Kansas City.
I didn't know that.
Like, they were always, when I was an open mic, it was always like, you're not, if you come to a show, you have to pay. But then Fleischer Week, and they're like, if anyone wants to come see a headliner show, you're invited and you can put guests on the list. I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, let's go check it out. So I took my girlfriend at the time and another friend of mine from college, and I was like, yeah, get us into the comedy club this weekend. And I was like, cool. And so we went, and it was Charles Fleischer, and it was fucking terrible. I remember my friend going, what the fuck is this? And I don't know. And he's like, is he going to do the Roger Rabbit thing? Because that's how they introduced him. Here he is, the voice of Roger Rabbit. And then later I found out that he was almost sued and told not to do the voice because he would do it on stage.
Well, I remember I have given him a big kudos because I was around him one night. I got to see one of the greatest set of tits I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
Some girl. The second greatest, of course, next to yours. Okay. Some girl came up to me when I was working at cover booth, and she was like, can you get him to do Roger Rabbit? Can you get him to do Roger Rabbit? And she was kind of fucked up, and I was like, no. I don't know. He's on stage. I can't tell him what to do. And she's like, if you get him to do Roger Rabbit, I'll show you guys my tits. And I was like, I'm going to take him a note up there right now, ma'am. So I wrote this note. I was like, hey, this girl said if you do Roger Rabbit, she'll show us both her tits. So I go up there and I give him the note in the middle of his act. And
he's like, Jim Carrey.
He gives me that look like okay, this sounds like a deal.
Hold that one.
So he just immediately starts going into his Roger Rabbit routine.
So fantastic.
And then he gets off stage and he comes out. I'm waving him over, right? Because I don't want her to go see him. Because I want to be, I'm in the cover, but I want him to come over to me.
Sure.
So we can both be there.
Yeah.
So
you had to write the notes. You want to get paid for it.
Yeah.
That.
I was the producer of the tit showing.
God.
Right?
Thank you.
Hollywood. That's Hollywood for you. So he gave himself a producer credit.
Right?
IMDb.
I had on a business card after that.
I bet you did. Her tits or just the actual
both.
Thing?
Both. I had the outline, the profile, the silhouette of her tits in
the
back.
She had nice tits.
Smart.
Yeah, they were pretty amazing.
Are you a tit guy or ass guy?
I'm more of an ass guy, but I'll take some free tits if I can see it.
Yeah, he knew.
It was pretty amazing.
That's him hitting on me again because he knows I'm titless.
Yeah, but you got a great ass, so.
I know.
I mean, all due respect, of course.
I have brothers that listen. They can't wait to beat you up. Anyway, I'm just kidding.
The amount of random boobs that come out at this club is amazing.
Seen so many
I've seen so
it's
many.
Pretty amazing.
I had a bunch of friends out from Kansas City and Mark and some other people when they still lived there, and they came to the Comedy Store one night. And
my Mark? I'm kidding.
and Don Barris was like, "Your friends are Darnell?" And they're like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Get up here." And he brought him up on stage, and he's like, "Who wants to rub their tits on this guy's bald head?"
Oh my God.
And some random girl was sitting in there. He's like, "You got some big tits. You want to come rub?" And she's like, "Okay."
Yeah.
And she just went up on stage and took her top down
thing.
And started just smacking her boobs on either side of his head. And the look on his face was just like, this is the greatest place that ever existed.
The greatest. This is the greatest. That's why it's the greatest place ever. Not just because there's a lot of great comedy, but because you never know when you're going to see somebody get blown right there on stage.
Yeah. But it's
happened
the
before.
Most bizarre
it's
situation.
Like the porn stars come in late at night, and like the girls from the body shop come in, and there's boobs coming out. There's fucking badges everywhere. Like, remember that time that Madonna?
Yep.
It was on the stage, and the girl's just blowing the whole fucking assembly. Look at the assembly line.
First of all, it was
Henry Ford would have been proud of that fucking assembly line.
It was a blowjob contest.
She was fucking blowing knobs all the way down the stage.
There was a one night that there was a
father, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up.
There was a guy who gave Ari $1,000 cash to take his nuts out.
Yeah. He did it on HBO.
Who did it on? Oh,
Ari did.
Oh,
did you see the special?
Yes, the Dirty Show. Right,
took his cock out on HBO.
I mean, that's where you do it. That's where you got
to
do it.
Think about who convinced him to do that is my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Who?
Simone.
Simone?
How fucking funny
Simone
is that?
Simone's an angel.
Right?
Yeah, well.
The other side of Simone.
Yeah, we're talking about.
I can't believe.
We're talking about.
Simone's got a side to him and nobody knows, right?
It was at the time when Ari would do that a lot. And he said, Ari, you got to do it. You got to take the shot. It's HBO.
Yeah.
And he did it. It was the Jim Norton thing, right?
Yeah.
And I said, you're responsible for that? To Simone? How dare you?
Whenever people are like, Simone's just so positive.
I'm going to show my dick.
I can only think of when I got to know Simone, we were on the road with Pauly, and it was, we had to share a hotel room.
Ugh.
And at first, I remember just being like, this is terrible. But then after like the first week, and I'm like, no, this is great. Steve's hilarious. But it was like just laying in bed. Steve's in the bed next to me. We're two adults sharing a hotel room in fucking Brownsville, Texas, or wherever godforsaken city Pauly still gets to perform in.
Stop.
And Simone is just dead silent. Neither one of us said a thing for 10 minutes. Oh, man. I got to fucking move back to Philly.
Every like, day.
What?
Every day. That's it.
Oh, fuck.
Gonna get my script sold. I'm gonna fucking.
What are we fucking doing?
What am I doing here? He said it last night. We were talking. He goes, "What the fuck am I doing here? I gotta go back. I gotta be with my family." I'm like, "Steve, how many years are we gonna say this? I do it too. I can't shit on him because I do it too."
Yeah, we all do. Trust me.
Not me.
No. Rick's perfectly happy with where he is in life.
There ain't a single time I've ever been like, I got to get back to Kansas ASAP. I mean, we don't even have a Rocky where I'm from.
So, well, if you had a Rocky, you'd have something to live for.
We had Tommy the Duke Morrison.
Oh, see? He was in Rocky.
He was in a Rocky movie.
He was in Rocky 4.
Died of AIDS.
I think it's 5.
And died.
Rocky 5.
Oh, Rocky 5. You're right. Yeah, of course.
Don't fuck around, man. Get it right or don't speak on it.
It was the worst Rocky ever.
And Tommy Morrison didn't have AIDS, according to him, just you know.
According to Stallone or according to Tommy?
First of all, Tommy Morrison died of AIDS, but...
but he didn't have AIDS. But he just died of AIDS because...
He came out before he died and let the world know that someone set him up because they wanted to take away his ability to make money.
I see.
And that it was all set up and he didn't actually have it. And then 3 months later, he died from complications due to AIDS.
Yeah.
But the key is he didn't have it. Well, they call me Tommy the Duke Morris.
Why, Tommy?
I don't like Apollo in 1 or 2, and I was happy when he died in 4.
Yeah. That was Tommy.
Did you see Tommy across the street on Sunday with his boombox in the air? Say anything?
Mitzi.
Mitzi.
That's called Mitzi's song.
I bet he does write a song about it.
What?
I bet he does write a song about it.
Well, he already wrote the Mitzi song.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, I think, or something. This is a song I wrote for Mitzi, okay?
I gotta fucking look. I gotta pull that up on
YouTube. I love you, Mitzi.
He was.
I'm sorry, Mitzi. I'm sorry. I know she's here listening to this.
So. I would listen to some of that in the main room. He would just be in the main room, cover booth, just strumming that fucking guitar. Right? So you're like he's fucking Clapton back there.
So you heard the song then? Because it's that same thing every time.
Yeah, it's the same one.
What year did you get here?
2000.
Oh shit!
April 2000.
It's been 18 fucking years.
It's how long
I know
you and I have had our love affair.
This is what he said to me at Richie's wedding. I walked up. I'm uncomfortable because I'm in this dress. I don't know why, but when I put a dress on, I feel like my nuts drop.
Mm-hmm.
So I was uncomfortable in the dress, but I was trying to make it work.
Sure.
And I remember the sun. It was so hot. None of us had sunblock. I had sun poisoning on one side because I was burnt to a cinder. As soon as I walk up, Jason Lucas looks at me. Wife is right there. Swear to God.
She wasn't my wife at the time.
Whatever. Sitting right there, he goes, I want to eat you right through that dress. I was like, okay. He almost choked on his water.
I don't recall that. I don't recall that at all. Never happened that way.
Senator, you owe him an apology.
That will depend on what your definition of is.
I think I was talking about the croissant next to me. And,
absolutely not. You said
I took it wrongly. I don't think I ever happened.
Through that dress.
Hashtag me too.
Me three.
I was obviously talking about the baklava, not you.
I can't remember. I bet you ran as easy to remember, but he's not a credible source. But I'll ask.
Wait a second.
What, you mean he lies about stuff? What did he lie about?
I don't believe that.
I'm just saying.
Anything big?
Simone might have been there. I'm trying to think of who was at
that
table.
Fat James was there. We can't ask him.
Are you sure it wasn't Richie who said that? Because it sounds like something Richie would say on his own wedding
day. Fat James, because Fat James would have remembered that.
Yeah, Fat James would have remembered
that. Everyone laughed at that table because it was so uncomfortable.
By the way, guys, I just got cast in a movie with Sherman Helmsley. Shut up, Fat James. Go
he
die.
Did. In the Bahamas or whatever, right? He had to fly down to an island somewhere.
Yeah, I had to work his lot shifts.
He was moving on up. Down in the...
God damn
with,
it.
Sherman Helmsley's...
That was a big brag. I just know Dean told me I had
It was some hot chick, right? Some Playboy Playmate, too, in that movie.
I don't know.
Did he really do it?
Yeah, he did. Dean said, I need you to work some parking lot shifts. And I'm like, okay. And then I came in and I was on fucking three straight weeks, no days off, because Fat James was in Bermuda.
My God. You hated the parking lot, too.
I was terrible at it. I couldn't drive sticks.
Schedules then.
I just wanted to work the back door and sell pot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Back in the days. You don't even smoke pot anymore,
do you?
That's
how
you
do it.
No.
Work the back door and
you're
sell.
Totally clean. Just drink and die Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Do you smoke weed or do any of that
No,
shit?
Not really. I don't not smoke it, but I never. I smoked it probably like 5 or 6 times in the last 20 years.
I can't see you high.
Before that, I used to get high a lot in college.
I don't think I ever saw you drunk either.
Yeah, I don't like, I get, you know, you think I'm fucking bad when I'm sober. Wait, you see me high. I say really offensive shit.
You sure you probably would have just ate me.
Yeah.
He would have gone for it.
I mean, I was just saying.
I don't know if it would have been a few licks there, maybe.
But let me ask you a question. If you go to lunch with a coworker.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm asking both of you.
Uh-huh.
Co-worker during the day.
Uh-huh.
Is that a date?
Sure.
Sure.
You know what? Both of you are against me. And I don't like
How is
You're
it against
Team
you?
Ari
has everything to do with
Team
the way
Jason
you looked at me?
Lucas.
Is everything to do with the way you were looking at me, Eleanor?
How was I looking at you? I was probably furious because Mitzi was making us do ridiculous
tasks. Yeah, I was back when you were like
task.
30, you know, you're in that like I need a kid mode probably. And you're
Absolutely
like, this guy
not.
Is so hot and successful.
She sensed it.
What do you mean successful? At that point, we were both working.
I was the fucking day manager at the Comedy Store.
I mean, that sounds
driving
pretty...
a Hemet with Juan Carlos to get a washing machine.
Yeah, you were making $25 a shift.
A shift.
What does that even mean? I at least had health insurance.
But, yeah, I always fucking hated you when you told me that. You told
I
me
know,
that last
you were
podcast.
Pissed.
I fucking can't believe you had health insurance.
I always hated you when you told me that. It was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I've hated you since.
You've hated me since?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Because you got health insurance and no one else did. That was back when we needed health insurance.
It's true. And she paid it for an extra 3 months when I left.
Oh, my God. Do you still?
When I had this day job with Jason
Lucas.
Right
now, I don't. Mitzi used to take care of me. Now nobody does.
They got me this job working for this post-production house. And they didn't make me a staff person for so long that I never got health insurance.
You never did?
I was just freelance forever, and then I started getting real sick while I worked there.
Yeah, you found out you had diabetes while you were working there, right?
No, I didn't find out until I was 30.
Oh, yeah.
And I got fired when I was like 25 or something.
Oh, really?
But I started getting sick.
You got fired?
Yeah.
I thought you quit.
No, I got fired because I got let go because I wouldn't commit. I wouldn't commit to... The company.
Yeah, I think they were already pissed about because I used to do that, and they were like, we're not taking another comic to deal with this shit.
Yeah, and right. And I was brought in by Richie.
Terrible.
Yeah, you were brought in by Richie.
Which?
Who then he got fired.
Werner was a fan of.
Yeah, which, by the way.
Werner was the original president, and then, like, I think
Of a company? Of what company?
Of Union, the editorial place.
Okay.
But then, from what I gathered, he had... ability to get something started and a few connections, but then he served no purpose.
Then it would just...
So after a couple of years, they were like, why do we pay this guy a ton of money?
I don't know what happened with that.
And all he did was just go out and wine and dine clients, basically.
Haven't talked to him since.
That's hysterical.
And then,
no idea what happened.
And then he got fired, and then I got fired a couple months later.
Fired, man. That sucks.
And then I got hired at a shittier version across the street, which at that point then was President Werner again, and he had hired Richie because Richie also had been laid off or whatever.
Yeah.
So then I had to go
Richie
work at the Broke
there
House.
Too.
Yeah, Richie got me my job there. That's how I started. I owe Richie my whole career.
Wait, Richie got you...
really?
Richie was my roommate. We lived together when
I first moved
here. Yeah.
That's how I ended up here.
That's how Richie got here, me.
Yeah.
See, we're all connected.
See
like
that?
A centipede.
It's fucking crazy.
We're all through Richie.
Yeah.
Me and Richie. Yeah.
I can't believe I'm still there because every comic through Comedy Store worked there for a little bit, and then I'm the only one that stayed.
So anyway,
what's that other place that you worked at? Or
Point 360. That it was just a competitor that had none of the class or clout that
Got
was
it.
Literally across the street from where Jason
That's
works.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
No, the linen place is what I'm thinking.
Oh no, I never worked
for
them.
Richie works there.
Richie works there.
He works there now with Danny Lucas.
That's it. Yeah. You know, all those times you were talking about working with Richie, I thought you meant that place.
Nope. I worked for him in a shipping department at Point 360, which I don't know if that even
which
exists
Which is now
anymore.
Extreme Reach. Got eaten up. It's like, yeah, there's like one company that owns like every fucking trafficking.
I thought you were going to say one cunt, and I was like, oh, okay.
It's like everything that's going on in this country. It's like one giant conglomerate just gobbles up every fucking company there is, and they own everything in the industry, and somehow they, you know, they're not a monopoly.
So are these people, do these people ever come see you perform?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And what do they think?
They think I'm amazing.
I can vouch for that.
Right, Rick?
Same. The legend started
Just like Rick and you. Just same real opinion as you guys have of me.
The legend started at Charlie Goodnight, and then you came out to L.A. So
I opened for John Reap, my first time on stage ever.
In Goodnight?
It's Charlie Goodnight. Yeah. That's how Reap and I became buddies.
What did he think?
At Danny Goodtimes?
I did pretty well, I think. And then I immediately puked. I immediately started puking. Afterwards, and I passed out on the floor in the bathroom at Charlie Goodnight's, and then my wife didn't know where I was. My girlfriend at the time.
Same woman, though.
Same woman, though. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. You guys have been together how long now?
20 years now, over 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So she had to come find me, and I was laying in a puddle of my own puke in the bathroom at Charlie Goodnight's.
Were you hammered?
Hammered.
Yeah. I'd had like 7 Manhattans.
I can see how the girls found you real hot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They know. Sexy. They like sexy a beast. Dangerous man. Yeah. This guy might pass out on me and suffocate me to death.
Sure,
that's dangerous.
Just wipe the throw up off him. Yeah. And he's fine. Polish him up. So, you opened for John Reap, and then what made you come to L.A.?
I went on like in the lineup before him.
Of course.
Yeah. This is like when I opened for Chris Rock.
It was his
Rock,
first day headline.
Because we were on the same.
You don't think I've
show.
Said that 100 times already?
Yeah.
somebody from Union came to see my show when I was on with Chris Rock here.
So they know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I went on a bunch. You know, he went on and I went on like a bunch after him, but you know.
Still. Yeah.
So you say you opened for him even Rock. Though you went on after him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
You headline. Sounds
like
Chris Rock.
There's some truth to it. Some truth to it.
That's the thing is. Chris opens for me.
Dude, one of the first.
I have followed him like 3 times, though.
One of the first Wheel stories that I heard after someone was like, you know, that guy lies about everything. And I'd worked here maybe like 3 weeks. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I smoked pot with him and he seemed nice enough, whatever. I'm like, everything he says is a lie, just so you know. And then one night I'm standing at the back door and Wheels is talking to some short, fat, Italian, East Coast guy. And Wheels is like, yeah, well, you know, when I started, me and Sandler and Chris Rock used to drive to gigs all around New York area.
Oh, my.
And the crazy thing was, you know, I was always driving, and Sandler, he would pretend to be asleep, and that way he didn't have to pay the tolls. And Chris Rock just didn't have any money because he was so poor. And I just remember being like, I don't know if I can believe
this. But he was from Brooklyn. Right?
Who?
Wheels. Then he started
Long
Pips.
Long Island. He started at Pips, though, right? He's from the Five Towns.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's from. He's probably from Florida, like all the
and,
other guys.
And
say
Florida.
That from New York.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Florida. He lived in Florida for a long time. He always like, Florida, that's my hometown. I'm like, Wheels? He's like, oh, you know New York.
All the guys are from, all the Italians from Florida who've been to New York twice say they're from New York.
Well, he moved there when he was like a teenager, so he still thinks.
Has Wheels released his podcast that already has 750 million? Downloads.
Yeah, he's not doing it anymore.
I mean,
he doesn't have time between the Facebook Live posts.
Dude, this one Facebook Live post, I was telling Ellen
about. He hasn't got a good time to do podcasts.
He's going, yeah. So I got a partner, and we're going to start this podcast, and we're going to record the first episode in a couple weeks, and we already got 170,000 downloads.
Oh my goodness!
I'm like, how do you get?
That's a lot.
For not having any episodes, it's very impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're busting our ass putting it out. I think we're almost at 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah,
I don't know what
we're 100 plus episodes.
We're 100 plus episodes, and we still don't get. How many?
How many downloads you get?
170,000 was his claim. Wow. 0 episodes.
How many downloads does this podcast get?
We probably
get
between 8 and 10.
8 and 10,000?
Yeah.
And this is the Comedy Store podcast?
I'm trying to boost it,
no
man.
One gives a shit,
you'll
bro.
Probably get about 2 with me on.
Yeah.
No, we'll still get because we're
if either one of us was famous, or
famous
like, or an unattractive bald white guy with a beard, that seems to be a big thing.
We need a gimmick.
That's me.
So yeah, maybe.
Other than the Comedy Store, we need another gimmick.
You think as big as a store as the podcast would be huge?
Yeah, people just don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I mean, it's just you know,
people
there's
suck.
So the other thing is there's so many podcasts. Out there,
yeah.
But I will say this:
everyone has
the people that listen to our podcast are really dedicated. Like they, wait for it. If we are late, they will email and text like, hey, where's the new one? I'm like, all right, calm down.
At Jason M. Lucas, by the way, on Twitter.
Oh, boy. Okay, he's like Holtzman giving his fucking content in the middle.
Content.
I have like 180 Twitter followers.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're actually funny on Twitter.
I tweet like twice a month. Yeah, but nobody cares.
I do.
Oh, you do? Well, thank you.
Yeah, I laugh at your stuff. I wish you could bring it to the stage, but I guess just
that's
Twitter's
always been my problem. I'm always way better off stage. That's what Tommy always used to be like.
Wow.
You know, you and Rick are really good off stage, but you know, when you get on, you get a little nervous, and you're doing fucking bits, and they're a little hacky, okay? So we're going to put you on so you get a little better, okay?
Rick's like Eric Clapton, okay? Yeah. He could play an album, but he'd rather just get up there and freestyle with his guitar.
That's
not what Eric Clapton does at all. No. He has tons of albums.
So many albums, but wait.
Freestyle, what he does.
Tommy would say you and Rick,
yeah, he told me that a few times.
Translate on stage.
Yeah, he used to say that.
I mean, I can believe him saying it to you, but he included Rick.
Well, but this is Rick. This was like early on when Rick was trying to figure it out.
This is what I'm doing high on Jesus.
Yeah, he was doing high on Jesus shit.
2000.
And that's the same that everyone would tell me. The same thing Freddie Soto told me. He's like, you got to stop doing all that.
You
got to
stop doing that hacky shit. And now I kept my act, and Rick started a new act and became good, and I became a father.
Rick's a father as well.
I'm declining comedically because of it, probably.
Yeah. So, once you become a dad, it's terrible for comedy. It's like, I gotta get up at 6 a.m. I can't stay out late. I'd sleep for 3 hours and then forget my fucking act and just look at some girl's boobs and talk about them for 15 minutes.
So creepy. What is like a hacky bit that you would do? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know.
I can't think of your act. Don't get mad at me. But
everybody always likes to make fun of my bit that I used to have about the
which one?
The girl is so old, her fake boobs are made of wood.
Classic.
I think remember
that's
that.
That's a George Washington's
Joe
teeth
Diaz
reference.
Always used to love that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a true story that I met this stripper that was like 70 years old.
I was going to say you had a wooden tit in your mouth. All right.
Splinters all over his lips.
Yeah.
What was the true story? What do you mean?
The true story.
By the way, Dice's story about fucking Sandy Shore and her cow titties and how her nipples were so big they could cover a crock pot was one of the finer...
At a fucking memorial.
At a memorial.
Yeah. So then I said...
Wait, there's next memorial we're talking about you.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know I'm coming up
soon. I fucked Eleanor on the floor. What rhymes with Kerrigan?
So I go, Andrew, did you realize when you were talking about fucking Sandy Shore that
there's 9 cameras on you?
No the cameras I don't give a shit about. Peter was there.
Peter's
with his
kid,
children,
his 12 year old kid,
a 12 year old and a 14 year old girl. And he goes, why didn't you tell me? I go, Andrew, they're probably, because they kept whispering in Peter's ear, they were probably like, is he talking about Aunt Sandy, Dad?
Yeah.
awful is that?
Dad, why was he fucking Aunt Sandy on the floor?
And Peter was
was Aunt Sandy a whore?
In his defense, it had already been discussed by Uncle Polly.
Uncle Polly did
Uncle Polly did say
and two, they probably have no idea who Aunt Sandy is because no one in the family talks to that bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're a tight-knit family. Just...
Oh,
like,
my God.
Scotty was on one side of the room. She was on the other side. Polly was on the other side.
She didn't make it to her mom's funeral or memorial.
Yeah, they're tight. They're tight.
That's top quality family right there.
They're tight.
But that, I was like, Andrew, I don't think you realized there was kids there. He goes, why didn't you tell me? I didn't think you were going to do
Grandma's
cow tits.
Memorial.
Yeah.
She's got those big fucking cow tits.
Who's talking about cow tits?
Peter was loving it, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big smile on his face.
In Peter's defense, bringing the kids, it's like most of the time when you go to Grandma's Memorial, people don't talk about all the guys that fuck.
Unless we're going to your grandma's memorial
just dropping names.
I think grandmoms are starting to
I just like to think that grandmas like to fuck too, because they're all those like
grandmas
old
need
cookie
love
makers
too.
They have their
grandmas
own
know what they're doing.
Channels on YouPorn. I think grandmas are out there
because I have
I like that
my best friend is a grandma
and she fucks.
I hope. Well, maybe
Gilfs.
Not but she Gilfs. Not right com. Now her but she, I'm just saying, she's got a, there's like 3 or 4 of my friends.
Old people need it. They never let that out, but they need it.
But I'm hoping they're fucking. They're still
they are.
In their 40s.
They probably got to use a shitload of lube.
They still are.
Disgusting.
Squirt a whole quart of lube up there, but they do it.
A quart.
Quart. At least a quart.
It's
you're with the wrong
motor oil. It's motor oil.
Well, I mean, with a pussy that old, it's like changing a fucking 72 Chevy.
If you're
you know
getting
what I mean?
Under you the hood and you got to put up. Motor
I don't think we know what you mean, actually.
Yeah. Let's break it down even further. Say it again.
Some type of lube. It's old and dry.
Good defense.
Once you have a couple kids, it just beats it up.
Maybe at 70, you could say that. Yeah. But in your 40s, you're not there yet.
Yeah. You know grandmas maybe. In their 40s?
That's what I'm saying. I do. I have a lot of friends that are grandmas.
Of course you do.
That's disturbing.
Of course you do. You're from South Philly.
That's right. I mean, my best friend had a kid when she was 16.
Oh, my
and
God.
I was 15. Mm. That's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. My daughter's going in a cage till she's 35.
What kind of cage?
Scared.
I can't wait to
see
the cage.
Is this the same cage that Shayma Tash is dancing in?
Yeah, but she won't be upside down and naked in this one.
Oh, okay.
Did you go see her?
Shayma?
She danced?
Is she really dancing?
No, she did a long time ago.
I didn't know that.
I thought you knew. That's
a few years back.
I was kind of tight with Shayma at one point.
I love
didn't know
Shayma.
She was a dancer.
Yeah.
She had a rocking body.
She became a dancer post breakup with Caparillo, and then she moved to Vegas and became a lesbian cage dancer.
She was a dancer at a lesbian strip club or something like that.
I emceed a gay strip show once. Yeah.
How'd that go?
That was
did
great.
You get your dick sucked?
I probably could have. It was the worst.
Best brag of all time. I'm not gay, but I could have had dudes suck my dick.
I'm not gonna lie.
Easy.
I'm not going to lie about it. I mean, I was pretty charming. I was pretty charming to those guys.
Sorry, I just spit it.
They really dug me.
Adam, too late, Adam. God damn it.
Too late.
She spit everything out.
Hey, I got you. Is that a Marcy Playground patch on the...
Adam, you don't want to come say hi?
No.
God
damn it.
I thought you loved me.
Chowdercock?
Oh, my God. I just choked on that. Not Adam's dick, but the...
Although we've heard the rumors.
We
not
have
with
heard
Adam.
The...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Giant cock.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's
giant
right.
Cock.
That's true. I have heard Earl Adam...
have you not seen the photos?
Yeah.
I you know what? For a long time, I was teasing Adam that I had a picture of his cock because he was... the comics... he sent it to one comic, and I said that the person sent it to me. And he's like, dude, seriously? Don't fucking do that to me. Is that real?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I have a picture of your dick, and I'm going to... And I bribed him with it for months.
Yeah.
He was so angry with me. I never saw his picture of his dick.
I can draw you guys a picture of it if that'll help.
please, here.
Charcoal pencil. So it's all about shading a good penis drawing.
And we need poster boards.
Why did you see it?
I haven't seen it. I think the first thing I heard about it was you teasing him in the hallway about how you have a photo of it. And
what's wrong with me that I tease people?
I don't know. Well, I just remember, you know, when he first started here, Dave Taylor basically calling him out. He foolishly told Dave Taylor about hooking up with a girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and he's like, don't say anything to anyone. And then, like, an hour later...
Don't ever look at any comic and go, don't say anything to anyone.
An hour later, they were like...
Especially Dave.
They need you in the OR. And he's like, okay. And he walked in there. And then Dave's like, oh, there he is. So
right on stage.
Yeah, on stage.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. I remember this.
So you were fucking the waitress, whatever it was.
And at this point, he was just
the
manager,
right?
Right
there.
He wasn't the town coordinator.
No, he was a manager.
He was a manager
at that point. Yeah, yeah. Because I used to tease him because of Dave starting that. I used to go, all right, Fredo, calm down. He's doing two or three waitresses at a clip.
Yeah.
And so he would get so mad at me. Don't call me Fredo. I'm like, that girls don't pay attention to The Godfather.
Yeah, they
I
don't know.
Uh-huh. I'm the only one that pays attention to
Everyone
The Godfather.
Everyone pays attention to The Godfather.
I agree. I love it. I could do it all day. Sure. But most people are like, what's that mean, Fredo?
Yeah, it's one of the worst movies
ever. Oh, my God,
Rick. Oh, my God.
Rick, you're fired from the podcast. Wait, really?
No, I love The Godfather.
Okay.
Thank
a good
God.
One.
The one and two are great. Everything after that should never have been made.
The third one, even the script was bad.
Yeah. It was just terrible.
I have the hard scripts, and even the script was bad.
The third one, they should have just put Paulie and Andy Dick in it because it was so terrible. It could have just been a spinoff of In the Army
Please
Now.
Please make that happen. Right. Let's make a
I would love to see them.
Dude.
How would that work?
It'd be so terrible. It'd be amazing. And they'd show it on CMT every weekend.
I've always had dreams of Paulie getting out of an old car in the toll booth and getting Blown to pieces.
Blown to pieces. That's nice. There you go.
That's a dream I've had too many times, my friend. Give me that chance,
too
Lord.
Too many times.
Give me that chance.
But I'm Paulie's sure that's a dream that half the women in America in fucking bumfuck Missouri have had,
Paulie's
too.
Paulie's not the only one in that dream for me when I have that dream.
There's, I know what you're saying.
The characters change. Yeah.
It's a rotating
yes.
door.
Did you think of me after the kookaroo?
No, like I never think of you. Got to be honest. I think of Kookaroo all the
yeah,
fucking
I was gonna
time.
Say,
I miss Kookaroo.
It's not a place anymore?
No.
It's gone.
I used to have to go pick up Kookaroo for clients over at Union Editorial. Yeah. That's the kind of clout I had at the old editing house.
See? I loved Kookaroo. My family would come in town. I'd be like, we have to go to Kookaroo.
Kookaroo was good. California Chicken Cafe, the grossest food of all time.
I don't think I
love
know
California
I've ever
Chicken
been
Cafe.
There.
Of course you do. You
my
fucking
health,
hillbilly.
Because I'm healthy. Because I'm fucking healthy. I love it there.
What's healthy about it?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't. I've never been that. Because
it doesn't have hamburgers and fucking French fries.
One time when
it's the only restaurant I know without hamburgers and French fries.
One time I was working for Richie at the shittier post house. We had these clients.
Thank you.
A couple of large girls.
Okay.
Worked for the ad agency, and they ordered food from a place, I think it was called Jack and Jill's or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's like a breakfast
it's in
place.
Somewhere in Santa Monica or
yeah.
something.
We have one on 3rd Street now.
So, oh, okay.
It's near Cedar Sinai. Yeah.
So I had to go pick up food for them, and I got there, and they gave me, you know, Richie gave me the list of whatever it was. He was like the office manager or
yeah.
something. So he gave me, this
he
is what they ordered.
He made up his own fucking job.
Yeah. They gave me this list, and I didn't even look at it. I just went. I figured I'll check the food when the food gets there.
Right.
So I'm looking at the food, and they bring over this giant bowl. I mean, we're talking like a gallon of banana pudding.
Okay.
And I'm just like, what the fuck? Why is there this much pudding? And so I'm looking at the list. I'm like, yeah, it does say large banana pudding. So I'm like, is this the large? And he's like, that's the only size we have banana pudding. So I'm like,
all
right.
And she ate it all.
So I take the food. And I go back to
dripping
the
down her chin.
I go back to the post house, drop
wiped
the food
it off,
off
with her tongue.
Richie handles it, setting it out for him, whatever. I go back to the shipping department. Then I get a phone call. And it's Richie calling from the front desk. He's like, one at a time. You and all the shipping guys, one at a time, come up here and just take a look at this. I'm like, what? He's like, just walk up here. Pretend like you're talking to me, and then you go back, you send
watch
up the next
eat
guy.
This pudding.
I'm just like, all right. So I do. I walk up to the front. I'm like, what's up? And he's like, take a look at this. I look over, and the fattest of the girls has the bowl of pudding,
oh
and she's
God.
Just shoveling French fries into the banana pudding into her mouth.
I thought you were going to say she was eating with a ladle.
And I'm like,
I'm like,
oh
I've
my
done
God.
That with ice cream, but not banana pudding.
I'm familiar with like the Wendy's Frosty.
Yeah, like that, like a milkshake.
French
this
fries.
Chick, I mean,
oh my God.
She has an enormous basket of French fries, and she's got like 3 or 4 in her hand just shoveling banana pudding in her mouth.
Oh my God.
And so I go back and I'm like, so Richie.
I love that Ricky's using it like,
yeah.
I mean, Rich is using it like.
I can't believe
it.
None of you got a picture of that.
It was we're talking 2004
oh, yeah.
or 5, so.
Okay. Yeah, she's not even
phones.
In a contest. She's just doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Like, that's
and I walk
crazy.
In the back. I'm like, so Richie wants one of you guys to go up to the front. And it's me and 3 black dudes back then. The guy's like, why? I'm like, I mean, honestly, it's because that fat chick from the ad agency is shoveling banana pudding into her mouth with French fries. And he's like, oh, cool, I got to see that. And then the black dudes all one at a time walked up, came back.
And
yo.
Left their number.
Yeah,
the
started jacking it
hey,
while they were watching it.
Man, I ain't seen a girl shove banana pudding in her mouth like that in a long time.
Want some other banana juice? All right.
So. It was so great.
Meanwhile, those dudes have fucking wives at home who look just like her.
Yeah, well, minus the gallon and a half of banana pudding.
Yeah, God bless her.
It was one of those moments where you're just so thankful that your boss is just
Richie.
A real piece of shit.
No.
yeah, Richie, but...
I mean...
Love the guy to death, but I mean, just so...
He's a fucking mess. I love him to death, too, but to make fun of a fat girl.
First of all, we're not making fun of her.
She's bringing this on herself.
They weren't making fun of her
easy.
For being fat. They were making fun of her
for the
digging the fucking French fries in the banana pudding.
For ordering a gallon and a half of pudding as if it were dipping sauce.
Right.
Yeah. Not that now is the time to jump in and be politically
also,
correct about this,
just,
but
take it home.
Right. as a woman, I was going to say, that. You eat that shit in your car.
Yeah, yeah,
you
exactly.
hide when you
go
do
home
that.
And do it in your tears, okay?
That's
you don't
where
fucking
I do
just
it.
Do it in front
yeah.
of people.
Yeah. I would get a McDonald's go home. Hot fudge sundae okay. and french fries. Oh, on a bad night?
I'm okay with yeah. that.
Listen, I'll
you're like
shovel
every other
that
woman.
Shit.
Do it on your own in your house.
If she would have had a small cup... And was dunking fries.
Yeah, I guess that is smaller.
I wouldn't have even thought about it. It would yeah. have just been like, oh, whatever. But it's the fact
it
that she
a
had
a,
like an enormous salad bowl. Like yeah. a salad bowl so big that it would be a salad that you share mm-hmm. with 10 people. And it's
she
just
is,
filled with bands. This chick is like Chris Farley in the Gap Girls skit.
Yeah.
And
you
lay off me. I'm starving.
Yeah. And she
diet starts Monday.
She never looked around and was like, would anybody like some of this?
No.
It never happened.
Never
it never happened.
Yeah.
But
it's
also,
like going to Norm's with Mike Black.
She, I hate you.
You ever ask Mike Black for a french fry?
No.
You lose a finger. You lose a fucking finger.
I wouldn't ask Mike Black for anything of food or in. I wouldn't. If okay. he had a gummy bear, I wouldn't say, can I have one?
No.
I don't want to get bit.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's yeah. crazy. So wait, okay, so we didn't really interview you about being here at the World Famous.
Oh, that's what we do here,
that's
yeah.
kind of.
All right, edit all
do.
That out. Josh, we're starting now.
Josh, don't even fucking listen to him. Honest to God. But wait, no, this is my question. So how long did it take you to get passed? We'll do that.
10 years. No, I got passed as a paid regular in 10 years. But I got passed like four times before that.
Hold on.
Like it took me like...
That doesn't make sense.
Are you talking unpaid regular?
Yeah. It took me 10 years to be a paid regular.
Okay. And who yeah. passed you? Mitzi well, or Tom?
Well, Mitzi well, said you're ready. Yeah.
Did she, Tommy?
Tommy said Mitzi
holding
did.
Holding her under the water in the bath yesterday.
Tommy said Mitzi did. Tommy said Mitzi did. Showcased for...
On film?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? Remember she used to record them? And then...
Oh, no. She was here.
Okay, so she was
I
in the building.
I showcased for her so many fucking times. But that's what happened.
And what did she
and
say
I just
to
remember
you?
I just got a spot, and then I was like, oh, I didn't remember what happened. And I was like, did Mitzi, did she, I think I showcased like recently, and then I got a showcase. He was like, yeah, I talked to her, and she said, you're ready, okay? And I was like, okay. But, you know, I don't think he said anything to her. I think he just put me on the fucking list.
Yeah, he just decided.
But
yeah.
you did showcase for her. Did she ever yeah. stop and say anything to you?
She
Plus,
did.
You were the
she
phone
told me
guy.
This. Yeah. No, I was never the phone guy. I was the door guy in the cover booth.
Oh,
guy.
But, I mean, you but were in contact with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I the fucking yeah. doctor. I went to her house every morning.
Right.
Yeah. So I showcased for her once. Bobby Lee got me my first showcase.
Oh, fuck him.
And
him and everyone
your buddy.
Else.
This was back when you never talked to him. And
you know,
made up.
You know, they
out.
Reconciled yeah. on this podcast, yeah. Jason.
Oh, it's true. I remember hearing that.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. Rick
yeah.
was so confused. He should have been wearing
it was
a black
very
and white
intense.
T-shirt.
I can't believe it took that long.
Yeah.
Well,
that's awful.
It took Freddie and Mitzi to die. No, I'm kidding.
Bobby was my first friend. We were tight at one point.
First of all,
he never had a
Bobby
car.
Was everyone's first
yeah.
friend.
Yeah.
You're one of 500 people who are like, Bobby Lee really helped me get
right.
in here.
I'm sure. I'm sure. But
yeah,
he
you're
did.
Not alone. So go ahead. So then he helped you get
yeah,
in.
Yeah, so I got a showcase for her, and she passed me to work the door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she told me I was funny. And then...
Did.
Yeah. Told me that, and then I talked
said
to her.
Said the same thing to Jimmy
that.
And Joey.
Exactly.
Don't get your
exactly.
Fucking...
I don't feel good about it. Look at the names on that wall.
Yep.
For every fucking. For every one Bill Burr, there's fucking Jimmy Joey's or fucking.
You were a regular spaghetti and meatballs in this
guys,
building.
A lot of homeless guys sitting in a puddle of their own piss right now. They're on that wall.
Billy Braver calling another
I love
night.
Billy Braver, and yeah. I want him to be on this podcast. You have no idea how much I love little Billy Braver.
He called up here with a bunch of attitude.
He did?
Yeah, talking. You know, about
my little Billy Braver.
Yeah, and the person who answered was like, "Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are." And they're like, "I was really big in the '70s." And the person answering the phone goes, "I was born in '91." I was like, "Shut down, Braver."
That's the best.
That's true. They shouldn't do that. But like, I remember when they put our names on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 2010 or something? Like, they hadn't done it for a long time,
uh-huh.
and it was Mitzi's 80th birthday. So, yeah. Oh, 7 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and it was her, you know, they did it for her 80th birthday. They finally
yeah.
put the names. And so I was like, Lauren Peltz, you know, the old waitress here. I was like, Lauren,
yeah,
put my
Lauren
name,
Peltz.
They put my name on the wall. And she goes, yeah, so is Bobby Shropshire.
I love Bobby Shropshire.
Whatever happened to Bobby Shropshire?
But it was just the way she said it. Like,
someone,
you ain't shit, bitch.
Yeah. I think she's
someone,
probably working construction right now.
One of those,
probably,
one of those really hilarious Butch women that went up at Mitzi's memorial.
Yeah,
the
with
other night.
The, remember the tail? Oh,
she walked up there.
She was straight.
Bobby
she was married.
Here?
No, no, no.
Oh no, I know it. I love her tail.
One of
no
the
bra ever.
One of those really unfunny women who all had the same
Roberta
old lady haircut.
Kent or yeah. Carrie Snow, which one? Because Roberta Kent's fucking hilarious.
So she walks up there and is terrible. And I think it was Danish was like, Bobby Shropshire's really giving up. And I started dying laughing.
Dice was like, Roberta, you look fucking great. He goes, I wouldn't have fucked you when I knew you back in the day, but I will now. And she loved it. Because I thought she looked great. Yeah. I mean, you guys didn't know her, but she lost like 100 and something. So did Carrie Snow.
Really? Yeah,
both
Carrie Snow
lost
a lot
like
of
100 pounds.
I talked to her about it. She looked great.
Well, they both looked like Ma'am from Webster, and that is not a compliment. So I only know them now, but frightening. They all looked like Kurt Warner's wife.
Yeah, I will. Carrie Snow has some great stories, and Roberta Kent. I would like to have both of them on. So
I can't
you're gonna
wait.
Have to deal with their haircuts.
Yeah, no, you'll enjoy it.
I'd love to hear those
talk
stories.
To them, you'll like to know because they have good stories.
I'll have
they
to
have deal with Mitzi.
I'll have to listen to those episodes because I don't think I can handle.
Rick, come on, that's what the Comedy Store podcast.
I love you know what
about.
I love to hear old school, especially like female comics and back then. Because that was back when
like
there
you
was
jerk
like
off to that.
I
don't know
do.
What it is,
kinda do.
But okay.
Well, I just
look when they were on stage.
Well,
at Mitzi's
if we start
memorial,
listening to everything I jerk off to, we're going to be here all night.
When they started talking Mitzi's memorial, I wanted to shout out, "Put them up in the attic. We don't need to hear this shit."
Oh my god!
Yeah,
how
exactly.
about fucking Byron Allen saying that? Yeah. That he had to clean out the attic.
Yeah, clean out the attic for that.
The
dick.
Fucking weather, man.
The wet. Like, I love that you guys were yelling out, "What's the forecast tomorrow?"
Yeah, you don't buy the Weather Channel and then come back here and pretend you're a comedian.
I love it. I love it. The whole thing was like that's supposed to be a compliment, but she was basically like, "Yeah, put him in the attic. Nobody wants to fucking see him."
Yep, that's exactly
it's not
right.
The attic. I mean, there's right? there's another floor.
Well, not
above
now.
It.
It's not. It used to be.
How is it the attic? There's another floor above it.
Well, it's the.
It was a storage room then, though.
Yeah, the storage
room
then. Whatever,
different.
You still call it the attic.
No.
Whatever. Why didn't they just go on the regular show?
Because.
Why did you just put women on a fucking regular show?
They weren't good enough. They weren't staying up. They weren't getting.
She was basically saying these women aren't good enough yet,
Andrews,
but I'm going to give them a place to get
the fucking
good
JV
enough.
Room. Take her to the JV
there
room.
There was very few that could hang and kill in those rooms. But the ones that could were so phenomenal that they stood out.
But that's what I always say. Like, whenever girls are like, guys, they don't think we're funny, and then they start complaining about not getting spots and shit, I'm like, look, you just go to the Comedy Store. You watch fucking Eleanor is one of those girls that just go up there and fucking rip people's asshole out, and it's like, they're not scared of shit.
I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, well, you do. You do.
Okay.
At straight
you
asshole rip out.
Asshole.
Straight
just straight up,
out.
Straight up look at dudes and rip them right,
yeah.
right
well,
their
yeah,
asshole.
You can't
in half.
Be afraid.
Yeah, you can't be afraid. Can't be, you can't be up there like, doing doing that boyfriend jokes. And,
when people.
And be, you can't be fucking timid.
You gotta,
it goes with dudes too.
You got to go up there
suck.
And you got to do, really funny history related jokes like Eliza Schlesinger. None of this bullshit vagina jokes.
Yeah.
I did a joke about my dad being in Korea and I thought of her the other night. Like, I did a new thing, and I was like,
just got married, by the way.
Life
finally.
Gonna love this.
finally, another history reference.
Yeah.
She did get married. Congratulations, Eliza, if you're listening. I like Eliza. I don't have a problem with her, but I just think that was funny with that.
I don't even know her, really.
Well, you know what? It's because you don't really hang out or try.
Yeah.
So
I need to. Oh, sorry.
So you got past.
Can you
job.
Get us a? Can you get me a job where I make $100,000 a year, please?
Maybe.
Can we just pretend
maybe.
Like I didn't
so
miss out on the last 10 years?
I always think when I fucking produce a show, you're the first guy I'm going to call.
Do
even
you,
though you've always hated me, I'm still calling you.
Who hates you?
That's ridiculous.
Jason, none of us hate you. We make fun of you because it's easy. But
I
that doesn't mean
even
we
Simone
hate
made
you.
Fun of me on the podcast. He felt really bad about it.
Oh my god, I was going to call him.
I should have talked shit on him when we brought his name up.
We did already.
Yeah,
we talked shit on him
I
a
wasn't
little
mean
bit.
Enough. I should have been meaner and been like, "Ha ha, gotcha."
I just want to apologize for for busting your chops the other day.
Yeah,
but you got to admit that was funny with the improv tape. You know what he's talking about, right?
Well, the improv tape.
Where you said, "I killed at the improv."
Oh, that was Dublin's tape, yeah.
Oh, it was Dublin?
Dublin's.
Not the improv. I thought it was an improv tape.
No.
But you said, I killed. And
then
they
you
made
listened
you
to
put
it. There wasn't the fuck. Yeah. I still blame the microphone for that. just the microphone for my mouth was going into the camera, but they couldn't hear the audio.
So you're claiming that
around.
You crushed, but then the evidence suggested otherwise.
Because the camera was behind the crowd, right? And the microphone was behind the crowd, so I was talking directly towards the camera, but the laughter was going away from the camera.
So
it was going toward you.
Towards you.
Not back towards
right.
Jesus Christ.
It sounds like such a bullshit story. I don't know why I even let that out. I should have just went with it. I should have just went with it.
Are you defending? Were you the one defending Bill Cosby? Is that why he lost? Jesus Christ. That was a terrible defense.
It's true.
Unbelievable.
But no.
From what I heard, I talked to 200 people who were there that night. They said their version of the story was that the microphone must have been broken from all of the clapping and laughter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I get that. Exactly. I believe that.
People thought it was Dane Cook, but it was me. It was me that crushed up there all the time.
It wasn't Dane Cook. No, Dublin's such a great
He went after me. He rode the wave a little bit, but it was always me.
Did you ever get to perform first. There?
I performed there twice.
Yeah. Well, you would go on before the show.
Yeah, the first.
Jay Davis.
I think the second time I got to go up like third for like 4 minutes, but the first time he was like, you want to come do Dublin's, man? I'm like, yeah. And I went down there and he's like, all right, you're going up before the host. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
before the host.
I did. Like, I literally just walked up on the stage and cold opened. And
yeah, I missed that part a lot.
I used to do this fucking loser.
He used to put me up there all the time. Yeah. It was the biggest show ever.
It was such a great vibe in that room.
It was back when I thought I was going to do something in comedy.
You didn't like it?
No.
I mean,
no,
again, I had to go up before everyone, but.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a bunch of, like, total shitty Hollywood fucking. Garbage.
Plus, that was back when Rick kind of sucked. He wasn't the Rick.
I wasn't that good.
You weren't the Rick you are now.
Yeah.
But Mike, I remember going, and I can't remember who performed. I just remember my friend Timmy Martin was in town, and I said the Comedy Store was so dead.
Yeah.
I was like, well, we'll go to Dublin.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right. And there, a fight broke out, and me and Timmy, of course, immediately were the first two. Like, oh, all right, let's get in the fight. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
jump
cool.
in there.
Always.
But then they were like, no, Hitty. And so me and Timmy
ridiculous.
Were like, fuck.
That's
this.
Not Hollywood bullshit I'm talking about.
And then we left.
No faces. All right.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
Bitches.
Come on.
But I remember enjoying the show. I remember it being a good vibe. Like,
yeah. It was cool.
Maybe Rusty Dooley was on.
He was on all the time.
Yeah, speaking of.
On all the time.
I did love to watch
he
Rusty.
He crushed in that. What? I know a lot of guys don't like prop comics.
He scares the shit out of me.
What I always love now, thinking back about it, was Rusty Dooley's post from like 2 months ago.
Which one?
About his wife?
About
his ex-wife fucking stalking him and
no.
He's like opening up like all his personal life on there.
No, I'm talking about.
I get worried for people who do that.
He for some reason decided that he was going to call out Joe Rogan a couple months ago.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Yeah, and he started going on this thing.
That's a smart thing to do.
Joe Rogan won't have me on his podcast, and then the next post was like, it's probably because I crushed so hard, and he couldn't even dream of following me at Dublin.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I swear.
No, he didn't.
It was this ongoing rant about.
Oh, my God.
Joe Rogan is still, he's still jealous of how much better I am at comedy than him.
I can't, no, he wouldn't
And then,
say
like,
that.
Literally everyone's,
oh, he didn't
everyone
say
gets
that.
On there, and it's just like, I think you might be delusional, bro. No, man, it happened.
Now I'm questioning the Drew Barrymore story.
What's that even mean?
He
fucked Drew Barrymore.
He took Drew Barrymore home from the Dublins.
I would believe that. Rusty was good with getting women.
He was pretty smooth.
Yeah.
This was before he was like...
Now she's going to sue us for that. But
it was before he was a completely insane fucking...
No, I'm friends with Tom Green.
Yeah. Oh, you? Really?
Yeah.
That's Dice's number three best friend.
He's number... Wait, Tom's number two.
Number
isn't
two
he?
Now.
Because I'm
yeah.
not on the list.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm not.
That's
girls
right.
aren't on the list.
What's,
like,
what's
he's
he
fine.
Doing now? Jesus.
Who?
Tom Green.
He's doing great.
He's being irrelevant.
Him and his one ball.
Regularly.
Him and his one nut.
I feel like a lot of guys have one nut. Duncan's got one nut now.
Duncan has one nut.
Yeah, Duncan had that too.
He had cancer.
Yep.
I fucking didn't know that.
Testicular cancer.
You only need one nut.
I believe.
I don't even know why we have two nuts. We don't need two nuts. Only need one ball.
Jason. Well, look at you doing with your two nuts. You got three nuts.
Yeah, no.
Kids.
I wish I had no nuts.
How old are your kids?
10, 8, and 5.
Is this a tough question?
Yeah, I had to think about it. The kids that I support, 10, 8, and 5.
So you just support them. You tag out. Your wife does everything.
What
she
about
stay
the,
at home
my wife
mom?
Does everything, yeah.
What about the
home
mystery
mom?
Kids
right.
in the Appalachians?
Yeah, I don't know how many of those there are. Whatever.
Appalachians.
Whatever kids came out of that market. That swam
days.
Down those girls' back and got in there somehow. I don't know. It could be millions.
You know, Jason, you have a fucking way with words.
I'm a sexy beast. I'm sorry.
I literally
artist
just
with those
gagged
words.
When you said that.
Did you really?
Just dumping loads on
it's,
backs.
That's not the first time I made you gag. Hey!
Hey!
Oh! Yeah! Rock hard! Hey! Yeah! buddy. Yeah.
How are we going to get Painter on this podcast? I'm not saying that Jason's a great, you know, terrible,
he's no
but
painter.
He's no painter.
I'm no painter.
He's no painter.
Buddy, yeah.
How long did you work the phones here or whatever?
I worked the club for 9 years almost. Till 2009.
Yeah, but like, six or seven of those years, you were just doing the schedule.
No, I was working I was actually working the door and the cover booth for about 7 years, and then for 2 years, I just did the schedule and did nothing.
Yeah, because you would come just to keep that spot.
Just come in just to keep that spot.
He'd only worked the Smothers Brothers so he could look at
forever.
Fat James and his blueberry outfit.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. You
I hung out
the
back
Smothers
there with the Smothers Brothers and Red Buttons one night.
Yes.
And it was the fucking best, just talking to those old guys.
How fucking
terrible.
Cool was that?
That was the day. That was the day.
It was terrible. I parked cars and...
Okay, if you were parking cars...
No one on earth gives a fuck about the Smothers Brothers.
I sat that room.
That was legit hard to do, I believe, because not only a lot of people came to see them, it was people that were told, park in the lot.
Yeah.
Now you had
it
to deal with them.
It was a bunch of famous people.
I met Steve Martin that night.
Yeah. Yep.
Fun. That was a big day.
It's crazy.
Met Steve Martin, talked to him in the back. That was a fucking big deal.
Bruce Willis, all them. Well, Bruce
Robin
used
Williams.
To come here all the time.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, Bruce was not nice to me.
Bruce was very nice to me.
Really? Oh, of course
he was. Sean Penn, the nicest celebrity I ever met while working here.
Really?
Legit.
He was pretty cool in the back.
He came into the Robin
smoking
Williams.
Smoking like a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I remember in the back too. Yeah,
he kept coming out to the parking lot to smoke cigarettes. He kept giving me cigarettes.
I was back there with him one time he came back there.
And I think he's kind of a scumbag, but
he
was so
nice.
I was just like, oh,
he was really nice.
He's a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a fucking socialist. And
do you remember that show?
Is he
he is a socialist.
Look, he fucking loves.
Well, I think you know if you're not a Trump supporter, you're a socialist. All them.
So what about
they
us middle grounders? What are we?
Yeah, I don't know what I am.
Us?
What am I? It's like I don't know. If conservatives hate me, liberals hate me. It's like I feel like I'm doing the right thing. If that's the case.
So we're just walking this tightrope in the middle, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's called truth.
I say,
if you just go where the truth is, you fucking nobody wants to be on your side.
Execute everyone.
That's what I say.
I'm a Stalinist through and through.
I think I'm on your side.
I think there needs to be an elite group of people in charge, and everyone else needs to be marched to the fucking.
Yeah, I'm not following any group. I'm by myself on this. If you're a fucking asshole, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm not saying I disagree with like all Trump's fucking.
Right, because there's
some policies.
Where
some
you're
of the things
like,
I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, you're right on that. But you know what? You're not going to be such a fucking dick. When you're a bully, I just immediately want to kick in the fucking
face.
Can
we just all be honest and say we need to do something about this illegal immigration?
Yeah,
we don't need them.
Like,
we don't need them.
I mean, really, you don't need to have everybody in the world piloting your
We
country,
can pretend
okay?
like it's
we
important.
We really don't need to say that.
But at
How
the same time.
You? What will we do without Juan Carlos?
You know what? I believe. Chain immigration should be exclusive to Juan Carlos.
Oh, my God.
So anyone who's a direct family member of his can stay, but
the other
7 million got
to
go.
You should have to be able to build a crooked chair on the border. And if you can,
I like
you can
that.
Build, if you,
prove
you
your skill set.
If you can build a chair or a ceiling that falls in like Juan Carlos, then we'll let you in.
That's why I said he's been here for 25 years fixing absolutely nothing. Not one thing has been
Remember
fixed.
Remember he fixed the ceiling above the stairs in their OR. Remember that?
Yeah. The problem
fell
is,
over.
Just fell in.
Problem is that you got a hole right there. Let me fix that. And you're like, oh, no, there was a pipe busted in that hole. That's why there was a hole there. You didn't think to think of that? Didn't think to look in that hole and see that pipe that was blown up?
No, he's not going to do that. He's not qualified to. He was just hired to for
no
reason.
He hasn't fixed everything.
For 40 nickels, they let him do it.
That's what she did. That's why she paid us all $25
so
a night.
Racist.
It is very racist. Mitzi or me or all of us?
Just Jason.
Oh, Lucas is pretty racist.
Everybody's a little racist, guys.
Not me. I'm
racist.
All inclusive with my hate.
I am too. I hate everybody.
That's what
There's
it's
only
all about.
One race, and it's the human race. That's what Don Barrow says.
Oh, right.
It's only one race. It's a human race. I agree.
And disgusting.
How I feel about
disgusting.
It.
Disgusting.
I agree. I was thinking of that today, that coexist thing, and I thought, because I was at the mall.
The fucking bumper sticker bullshit?
Yeah.
They're the first people that need to be eliminated.
Yeah, I don't want to coexist with anyone. Like,
anyone?
And I mean all. Yeah. Like, as a whole, everybody sucks.
They all fucking
There's
bother me.
Not one group
all
specific,
religions,
but they all suck.
All religions represented on that bumper sticker should be executed.
That's why I come down here. I like to be with people that are bothered by everybody else too.
Cause you feel like that.
Yeah.
Now how is that with like raising kids?
Mm. It's tough.
Why it got quiet?
It's tough, Rick. You're going to find this out soon.
I
when your daughter, you know,
I
when
keep
you got to hang
real.
Out. when you got to hang out with everybody else's family.
How are you going to do that when they got
to
ask questions?
Yeah, and you
got
to go to
friends.
Fucking school, yeah. You know, and you're talking to the prince. I have already almost gotten my kids kicked out of school like 10 times. I just say stuff. Like the other day, my kids.
What kind of Jew is this? And you're like,
Ew, Jason. Okay. Yeah, I do stuff like that. Or like the other day, like I had my son had to do this reenactment of President Reagan, you know, and we dressed him up like President Reagan. He had to give a speech about stuff the president
did. What world do we live in?
They all had a president, you know, okay. to do, right? Oh, okay. And he got Reagan, right? So I was like, I know Reagan because I was alive during that,
Who
right?
did the woman? Oh, we don't have one.
We don't have one. That's right.
Go ahead.
God. Anyway, we made
what was the one that used to, was a cross-dresser? FDR?
Teddy. That was Hoover.
Hoover.
He wasn't president. Okay. He was FBI director.
Oh, okay. That's right.
J. Edgar.
Yeah. I got confused. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah.
J. Edgar, not Herbert. Sorry.
Yes.
J. Edgar Hoover.
Yes. Yes, FBI director. Yes. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, anyway,
so Ronald Reagan.
So, yeah, so we got him these little tiny bags of jelly beans, right, to give out to everybody. And they were giving them out, but the kids were, like, throwing them on the ground and his teacher was
they
like,
don't respect
yeah.
Ronald Reagan.
And his teacher was like, I know you're giving those out, but those bags are everywhere. And I was like, yeah, it looks like a little fucking crack house in here, doesn't it? And I said fucking crack house. And I turned and there was like kids everywhere.
How old's your kid, the one that was doing
six,
this?
Six or eight. No, he's 8-year-old.
Okay, eight.
Right? Yeah, he's old enough. Yeah, he's old enough to drop. Yeah. Yeah. So she looks around. She's like, oh my God. Oh my God. I don't think they heard you. I don't think they.
I think probably like the 20th thing that my daughter said was, dog's an asshole.
Dog's an asshole?
Dog's an asshole. Because the dog was acting like an asshole, and Corinne came home and was like, how was the day? Or how was Julie or whatever? I'm like, Julie was fine. The dog's an asshole. And then like 5 minutes went by, and then Julia stood up, and she said, hey, Jules, how are you? And she said, dog an asshole. Good.
That's the proper response.
It's the best.
Dad did it.
The best
Why
thing
can't
is you can't
I?
Not like nobody doesn't laugh their ass off when a kid cusses.
Yeah,
it's the
funny.
Funniest
always
thing ever.
Funny.
It is always funny when a kid starts cussing. So I like
Except
when my kids
when
cuss or
do
something
do
bad. When they do something awful, I have to turn around and walk away and let my wife deal with it because I fucking laugh my head off.
It's great.
I fucking can't stop no matter what they do.
I believe you.
Yeah, right? I think we're just doomed because we're raising our atheist, so, you know, there's no...
My son went up, my 5-year-old's a beast, right? And we got this new babysitter, and she came over, and she sat down on the couch, you know, and she was like, hi, Jay, how are you? And he didn't even say anything to her. He just walked up, jumped on her lap, and farted right on her
Perfect.
Lap.
You
the
did tell
the first
this
day
story.
She came
I remember
in,
that, yeah.
Right?
Genius.
And I, a good kid.
And then she's like, oh, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But I was like, I'm so sorry. I started laughing my ass off. Right? And then she's like, that's okay. I have brothers. I know. And I have a boyfriend. They do that all the time. Men just yeah, you guys are just pigs,
Men are
all
disgusting.
Of you. Yeah. I was like, even at this age, I was like, you
they
know, it's not like someone
to
learned.
Hold it in. Yeah. My brothers used to do it in their hand.
Yeah. My brother used to like put it in a mason jar and then come up to me and like open the mason jar.
Sweeter than you, who?
Or he like put his finger in his butthole and come up behind me and like give me a dirty Sanchez for no reason.
Oh, that's gross.
I was fucking abused.
Dirty Sanchez.
I was abused.
My brother Bobby will drop a bomb that could clear a room.
Yeah.
He would get kicked off a plane if he was ever on one.
The worse the better, right?
I was on a...
There's no better feeling than waiting for somebody to get it. Just like.
I was flying from, I was probably flying back from Kansas City a couple of years ago and someone on the plane just kept farting.
Oh,
literally for like 20 minutes just reeked like someone shit their pants. And I didn't know who it was, so I was just like, fuck, this is awful. So first time ever rang the call bell and the flight attendant came over and she's like, can I help you? I'm like, someone sitting around here keeps farting and they're trying to pretend like they're not, but it smells like someone shit their pants. So I wanted to see if there was an open seat somewhere else so I didn't have to sit with these disgusting people. And the people sitting next to me are just looking at me like, this guy's a monster. The lady said, I don't think there are any extra seats. So, or if you could just go over the intercom and say, hey, whoever is a disgusting pig that keeps farting on the airplane, go ahead and go
don't
into the fucking bathroom.
Don't they have vents on those that just suck all that up?
No.
Oh, my God. They should have some kind of air freshener, you know, air purification device that just sucks all that stuff up.
Yeah. Well, Southwest does. The windows just break. So.
Exactly right.
All right. Well, do you have a social media you want to plug or what?
He plugged his Twitter earlier, but say it again.
At Jason M. Lucas.
Are you doing any live shows coming up? What are you just here sometimes?
But normally just do here and just do wherever I get a spot. So I don't have anything coming up yet.
So your thing is, you do comedy, but you don't really focus on it.
I can't because I got, you know, I got to get up at 6 a.m. every morning. I got the three kids. I got a full-time job.
It's survival.
It's like, I don't know when I'm going to make it. Like, I can't be like, okay, I got an 8 a.m. show, 8 p.m. show at the here. And then it's like, I'm working. It's like, okay, guy, you got to work late.
But for real, though, I need a like $100,000 a year job. Same. Is that possible?
I will
quit comedy for good if you can. Shit, if you can get me a job where I make 50 a year, I'll stop doing comedy.
You learn to edit.
I don't know how to
teach
edit.
Me.
I'm trying to get my own jobs now.
Just hire me and Thrutchley together.
I forgot about that.
When
guy.
I develop my show, you're going to be the first one I call.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What show are you developing?
He hasn't even thought of it yet.
I haven't developed it yet.
So,
Jesus, Marion.
I wrote a pilot, though. I wrote a pilot a long time ago that it was about me. I wrote it with like Ramos in mind that I moved in with my Mexican roommate.
Hey, Rick, are you okay? Hey, Rick. I got to have
room. You know what any Mexican said in Northwestern?
My Mexican roommate, and then my grandmother dies, and my racist grandfather has to move in with us.
Classic.
Right?
Okay.
And I'm dating this black chick, so which I was, you know.
And then Don Knotts.
You dated
my
a
wife.
Black girl?
Yeah, before I was with my wife, so I was dating this black chick.
And then Don Knotts died, and he couldn't play the racist grandpa.
Right.
And
I always thought of like a Brian Dennehy character kind of
thing.
Ooh,
like
I
a
like
big
that.
Burly guy that's just
still to me nothing
filthy racist,
was,
doesn't care. Like an Archie Bunker type of thing.
Archie was lovable, but nothing was scarier than what's his name? It was on regular TV. Not Growing Pains, but something along those lines with the little.
It was an old man?
Yeah, no, he was the dad, and he was real scary. It was the Fred Savage was the little boy.
Oh yeah, Wonder Years.
That was
the dad on Steve Burns show.
Yeah, now, I always think if he would play my dad, that guy. Yeah,
he was Steve Burns' dad and Sullivan's son.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think that he would want to say the things my dad says, but he could execute it properly.
I think he'd say it.
Yeah.
You know, Fred Savage is the voice of Honda now on the Honda commercials.
Okay.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, so
those tidbits are what keep the crowd listening.
That's where he is now. It's where he is now.
That and three sitcoms on Netflix that he does and all the other
does
bullshit.
Does he have all that?
He's on,
Fred Savage?
He's on a couple shows,
I thought he was
a
director. I didn't know he was on.
Yeah, he was on that show, My College Friends or Friends from College or
You're
something.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
It's like him and the guy from Key and Peele. And,
yeah.
I actually enjoyed, I only saw two of them, maybe three.
I just saw the first episode and vowed to never watch it again.
It wasn't terrible. It was just a little
It was
pushy.
Better than Rocky, but it was.
You motherfucker. Okay. Damn, I'm going to Philly
bitch.
Tomorrow, dude.
Let the city know the truth.
That's okay.
They will wait for you.
No one's still listening. It's okay.
I am. They are listening. Are they listening?
They stopped after the first 5 minutes of listening to me.
Stop it. The
thing about Rocky Balboa is he burned down the black part of town in Philadelphia.
No, he didn't. Look at Creed. Look what he's doing right now. Oh. He's in my mother's
what's he
day
doing
moment
now?
Right now.
What are you
doing
mean?
Creed. He's
oh,
in
Creed
South
2.
Philly.
Teasing. Creed 2.
It's not Creed. Yeah, it's Creed 2.
Yeah.
And he's like,
Rocky
you know,
7.
Putting money into our city.
Or no, Rocky 8. It's Rocky
Trash.
8.
He's putting money into our city, so yes, I will sleep.
Good for him.
It's worse than a Kevin Hart comedy
special. What are they
going
to do with that money? It's going to go to their crack mayor. Streets are still going to be filled with fucking tampons and needles.
Nobody likes you. All right, come on. We got to wrap this up.
Yep.
I don't want Rick to leave. He has to
I have to go up
promote.
And
all right, we're good.
He has
minutes.
To promote.
Can't believe it just went so fast.
I'm going to be at the Comedy Store La Jolla this
Thank
weekend. If you come on out, you'll be the only one there, and it should be terrible. If I survive driving back and forth every night, I'll be there three nights, but we'll see if that happens.
No, you're going to be great. Jason, do you have anything coming up?
No.
Okay.
I'll be at my kid's school tomorrow morning at 6:30. Drop my kids off.
Gonna be at
thinking about my dreams, how they got crushed.
You're such an asshole. Here's the thing. I'm gonna be at in Philadelphia at the Comedy Works in Bristol this weekend, Friday
Ballin.
And Saturday. So I'm very excited. And then June 9th.
Do you bring
10th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, I'll be at the Comedy Store in La Jolla.
Woo.
With Feng Chow and Punky Johnson.
Oh, my God. You got to follow Punky?
I know. It's hard, but
it's going to be tough following Punky.
I'm taking it. It's like bringing Rick on the road. That's how
you
get good.
You followed me down there before. I remember that one time when I used to feature.
Oh, my God. I'm going to take my life. Yeah.
I used to feature a lot, and then I went down. Me, you, and Simone went down that one week. Remember when we slept in the same room together? You remember that.
Anyway, really don't remember that.
And then Tommy had you feature, and I had to open. And I was like, wait a minute. What?
So bad.
I got to open
Josh
for Eleanor.
O'Brien, our producer, where are you going to be this weekend?
I'll be in Dayton, Ohio this weekend. And next weekend, if you can come out to support the Navy SEAL Foundation for a fallen sailor, I'd really appreciate it. That's going to be on the 25th at the VFW in Lakeside. That's just north of San Diego.
Lakeside.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks
for listening, guys.
For listening. Don't forget to subscribe and rate. Jason Lucas, ladies and gentlemen.
Hopefully you're still listening.
Goober. Bye.
Bye.